prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 10 February 2024. Welcome to the next broadcast. And you are in for a treat tonight. I mean, you really are. You're going to have one of my favorite, I have lots of favorite guests, I guess. This gentleman is just different in a favorite way. So I'm going to tell you about that in just a minute. Before I do that, I just want to bring you up to date on a couple of things. First off, don't forget we're offering the four, I think, main flags in America. The Christian flag. Everybody should fly the Christian flag if you're a born-again believer. With that, we had the colonial flag. We caught the Betsy Ross flag. Don't tread on me flag. And the Confederate battle flag. All four of them. And I do fly them, folks, when the weather's permitting. And they don't beat the flag to death in the real strong 50-mile-an-hour winds. We fly the flag, especially the Christian flag, 24/7. And we have those available, all four of them, a $39.95, all four of them. Now, folks, they're normally $15, $16 a piece, if I remember right. But we got them a good special. We buy enough of them, get them down at a good price, $34.95, all four of them delivered to your door. And also the 29-page article that is absolutely phenomenal. If you want to know the truth of deception on just one huge takedown of America, you'll know the deception of Pearl Harbor. Now, I know that's happened 80 years ago. I realize that. The truth's been out for a while, but I've never found it summarized so well as I did in this article, 29 pages long, covers that different aspects of how it come together, who done it, how they done it, why they done it. It's all in there. $10, folks. That's just pay postage and for the paper and the ink. This stuff isn't free. $10 for that 29-page article that I think I can make you understand how we were deceived into World War II, how we've been deceived in many wars, and deceived beyond that with COVID and so much more, and now deceived with the fact that the bird flu is what destroyed our chickens so we can't buy eggs. Folks, this is insanity. It is absolutely insanity. But anyway, that's this one 29-page article will show you what I'm talking about. But they're available if you want by calling 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Updates on my family. My brother Dick's back and whatever, still hurting him, but it's not as bad as it was. Thanks for your prayers. And folks, he's in pain so bad he's actually crying with us. So that's just not what my brother Dick ever did. But anyway. And he's so thankful for your prayers. He's witnessed all over the place. He's going to do it on my radio show soon. First time my brother's ever been with me in 32 years on the radio. He wants to give a testimony about how the prayers kept him from just literally going insane with pain. And I'm serious. He'll be sharing that on the radio. My grandson Dylan is still, of course, having long ways to go. But him and his family got together yesterday evening, and I think they said they watched the Super Bowl. And His daddy, my son Eric, took him some food to eat. They're trying to get him to eat more. If he keeps going well, they may send him home Friday for taken care of at home for a while and keep an eye on things and go back for some physical therapy. So thank you for your prayers. If you want to continue sending cards, I got a couple of my wife, well, Marsha did yesterday, uplifting funny cards. If you want to send them to Dylan, then please just let us know. You can call that number and get the address. I know he'd appreciate it because everyone he gets, he makes his dad read to him four or five times. He really loves those cards. So thanks for doing that, and I do mean that. He come in, people coming in, call over the country, that you know, hadn't, just sending cards. Thank you all. God bless you for that. Now, my guest tonight is probably my favorite journalist I've ever read on. Really. His name is Michael Snyder. I'm going to let him tell more about himself. Now, if you're a brand-new listener, I'm going to have Michael do about a two-minute bio and get caught up on what's going on. But this man, if you don't receive his articles by email, we're going to find out how you can, because these articles are worth reading. 90% of what they say, I totally agree with. And I mean that. Some things I don't quite understand. Some things I may not agree with. But who does with everybody all the time? But Michael Snyder is absolutely... got to be one of the top five in the world journalists. That's all there's to it. Michael, welcome to the nice broadcast.
Pastor Butch, it's so great to be with you tonight.
Well, it's good to have you as always. And I know we've done this once or twice before. Do you remember how many times we've done this together already?
Yeah, we've done it a few times before. Every time there's so much to talk about, and it's always a joy to chat with you. But yeah, we've done it a few times.
It's been... Time goes by so fast, Michael. I mean, a week to me is like a day used to be, and a month's like a week. I mean, it's just gone. It's flying by so quickly. And I don't know what the Lord has in plan for all those, but I know that it's getting here very quickly. A lot of things happening. But before we get into what's going on in the insanity around us, tell the folks who you are and how you got started doing this journalism and how people can get your articles.
Yeah. But for those that don't know, if you go back 15 years ago, I was actually 16 years ago. Now time goes by so quickly, but I was actually an attorney working right in the heart of Washington, D.C. So I'm familiar, you know, we've got all this drama with the Department of Government Efficiency and a government literally at war with itself now, but that's the environment that I was working in and that I'm familiar with because I was there 16 years ago and working as an attorney right in the heart of Washington, D.C. But at that time, nobody knew who I was. Nobody cared who I was. And I thought, how in the world could I have any kind of an impact on the world around me? Because I saw corruption. I saw the horrible things that were happening in this country. And of course, it's gotten so much worse since then. But I started writing, and at first you could have measured my audience with a microscope, but I stuck with it. And over time, the audience built up. And then in late 2009, I started the economiccollapseblog.com, which really took off. People were looking for, we're just coming out of the Great Recession, people were looking for answers. And so that really struck a chord. And since that time, I started endoftheamericandream.com, themostimportantnews.com. But now I've got a Substack, michaeltsnyder.substack.com, where you can sign up, with your email and get all the articles that I publish throughout the week right in your email inbox as soon as I publish them. But I try to provide the best information, the most cutting edge information that I can. And thankfully, people, see value in my work. And Pastor Butch, you share many of the articles, and there are dozens and dozens of other websites and outlets and influencers and radio hosts who share my work with their viewers and with their readers and listeners. And so as a result, my work is exposed to millions of people all over the globe, sharing the truth with a very, very wide audience. And I'm just one person who lives in the middle of nowhere and who, just trusts God to do his best. And God has made a way for me to have an impact literally all over the globe.
Well, you certainly do. And folks, when I say these articles are, if not the best, the top five best in the world, if you don't get his article to look at, then you're missing some of the best reading out there, period. As people that receive our magazine online, by the way, if you don't receive the Minuteman magazine online, it's totally free. An article we'll be sending one out to the printer to get it out next, not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, which will be the 27th. We're going to be sending one to Texas to get out to you. March is, I can't believe I'm saying that. I mean, it'll be March's magazine. My goodness, springtime before you know it. But anyway, it's available. All you have to do is email me and say I want it, or call and say you want it. You can call 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Get the address from Faith, or you can email to me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. pastorbutch@startmail.com. We'll add you to the March magazine list. You'll be glad you did. And Michael's articles are in there. Michael, I got to ask you a right up and down hard question, because I do respect your intelligence. You're still a young man, and you've done spent a lot of hours to study and understand what you're saying and talking about. You really have. You weigh the facts. You put it together pretty, very well. But our country is in such chaos, such division. And I got to say this. I just did a teaching this past weekend, Bible study, America's Trojan Horse. And I'm going to say this as clear as I can put it and as politely as I can put it. Trump has done a myriad of good things that I like. I do. He's done most of it illegally and lawfully in a lot of different ways. But a lot of things he has authority to do. And he's absolutely doing the right thing in some different ways. And then he's going behind the scenes, wants to make the United States the AI capital, artificial intelligence capital of the world. He wants to do so many more things to that. By the way, folks, when you say AI, you're saying surveillance. That's what you're saying. You're saying control. All that goes with that. He's already talking about another mRNA vaccine for cancer and different things. So, yes, he's doing some business-wise things that needed done, no doubt about it. We found out just yesterday that the United States Congress is spending $516 billion a year on programs that no longer exist, almost over $500 billion. Yes, something has to be done about that. It does. Getting rid of the criminal illegals, illegal criminals, period. Get rid of those. All good thing. But Michael, the nation is in chaos. You take off and share what's in your mind. What do you see happening? What do you see coming? What should we do?
Yeah, we really do have you said it very well, Pastor Butch, a nation in chaos, and in particular, the federal government, a government at war with itself. And, you know, we have the largest and most bloated government in the history of the world, which is the opposite of what our founding fathers intended. Our founding fathers intended for us to have a small, very limited central government, but instead we got the biggest one in the history of the world. And we don't use the word socialist to describe what we have, but what we really have is a socialist system where we've got in more than 3 million people working directly for the federal government. Then we got another 7 or 8 million that are basically working for the government because they're working on government contracts. The government gives them contracts. And so you got another 7 or 8 million that depend on their paychecks for, you know, government work, contracts with the government. So that is more than 10 million workers, which is more than a tenth of our entire workforce is dependent on the government for their paychecks. And then, of course, when you then you've got the entitlements, you know, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and all the rest of them, food stamps and all the other programs. When you consider those programs, more than half of all Americans get money from the government that way, you know, each month. And so you've got much of the population is dependent on this socialist system that we've created, getting money from the government either in the form of a paycheck, an entitlement, or some type of government assistance program. But the flow of money out of our government is basically the central pillar of our economy. And we've been able to live a lifestyle that is far beyond what we actually deserve, because since Barack Obama first entered the White House in January of 2009, we've added more than $26 trillion to the national debt. So in those years, plus $26 trillion, you know, and when the government borrows and spends all that money, it goes into the economy, goes into people's pockets, and they spend it at the stores and restaurants and other things. And so if we were to go back and run a balanced budget from 2009 to this point and pull $26 trillion of extra government spending that we had to borrow out of the economy, we would be in a rip-roaring depression, nightmarish depression right now. But what's propped us up is big government, big spending. Of course, then we've had to borrow and destroy the future of our children and our grandchildren to do that.
Michael, the fact that the government can print money out of thin air, and we don't have any money. We have fiat currency. On top of the government's doing, just a fiat currency alone will destroy the nation eventually. So you're really hitting it right on the head. We are in dire trouble, are we not?
Oh, we're in huge trouble, and you're right. The Federal Reserve has dramatically increased the size of their balance sheet to create all this funny money where they go out and they buy government bonds, government debt to help monetize their – they've essentially been monetizing a significant portion of our national debt, creating all this money, pumping it into the system. And so all this money, then the value of our currency has gone way down. Inflation's gone up. Now, you know, and all of a sudden you're going to the store and you're like, man, I have to pay $7 for a carton of eggs. I have to buy, you know, I just went to the store to get some coffee. It cost me 10 bucks. You know, the price of food is insane. The price of housing the income it actually takes to purchase a home in this country, that the monthly income to afford the house payment on an average home in the United States has tripled in less than a decade, you know. So the cost of living is just wildly out of control because of all this, what they've been doing to our currency. So we've got all this problem, but now we've got these big changes in D.C., Pastor Butch, many of which are good, cutting down on corruption, reducing government spending.
Yes,
all those things are good, but now you're reducing the flow of money coming out of the government. You're cutting off a lot of this funding for, you know, fraudulent and you know, in other cases, not fraudulent organizations. But this is going to really hurt the economy. This is going to be disruptive. This is going to upset the whole socialist system that is literally the central pillar of our society and our economy.
That's a very good way to look at that. I mean, I guess I hadn't thought that deep into that. But when you cut off millions of jobs, federal or private, makes no difference. You cut off the money flow, the consumerism that keeps this thing going. It needs to be done. It does need to be done. But it's going to hurt like you know what getting it done, isn't it?
Oh, the pain that we're going to experience is immense. It's immense. And this is already happening at a time, Pastor Butch, when I've in one article, I documented the fact that homelessness in the United States is at the highest level ever. In another article, I documented demand at food banks in the United States is at an all-time high right now, even worse than the pandemic, even worse than the Great Recession. Poverty is growing all around us. You know, we've got bankruptcies in the United States last year. It was a 14% increase over the year before. Business bankruptcies are surging. There was a 500,000 businesses in this country went bankrupt last year. 7,000 stores closed down, and then they're projecting this year it's going to be 15,000. Or you look at home sales. Home sales in the United States last year were the lowest level in almost 30 years. You have to go back to the 1990s when home sales were this low. They weren't even this low during the Great Recession. So all this chaos is happening in the government when the economic momentum of this country is already moving in the wrong direction very rapidly.
Oh, it has been for a while. It's been going on longer than you and I have been alive. Keep me trying not to cough. I still got some kind of congestion. But nonetheless, so with the timeline, I know you are better timing these things out than most people. With what you see happening with inflation and the job losses going to happen, already happening, and the massive spending still going on in the government when they're funding over $500 million and stuff that doesn't exist anymore, put it back into politicians' pockets. What do you see happening? When do you see it happening?
Well, Pastor Butch, I'll tell you what, we've got kind of this perfect storm which has emerged, where it's not just the economy, it's not just the government, but then, you know, they're gearing us up for another pandemic. You know, they're talking about the bird flu, they're talking about these other things, you know, which they're gearing up for more shutdowns and this and that, and they're saying they're killing millions of chickens and turkeys, and like I said, you go to the store and the price of eggs, if you can find the eggs, is insane. And then the other element of this is war, where, you know, it looks like the war in the Middle East is about to go crazy again, and they're talking about bombing Iran, and then meanwhile Russia's gaining ground in Ukraine, and then China's getting upset about Taiwan and the Panama Canal. Chinese are getting very upset, saying, hey, U.S., if you take over the Panama Canal, we might have to do something militarily. All these elements, I think, are going to feed together to make 2025 an extremely chaotic year, Pastor Butch.
Well, so you're saying within the next 8 or 10 months, a lot of things can really fall apart, including even the banking system, because the money supply slows down. A lot of them are going under now. We could see a lot of things change financially for people that have money in the markets and different things. So a lot of things could happen very quickly, couldn't they?
Yeah, I think it's going to be people need to prepare for a very painful time. You know, we're already seeing mass layoffs. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, they're laying off thousands of workers. We're seeing companies all over the country lay off thousands of workers. Now governments, and the Washington Post reported that, you know, a lot of government contractors, people that rely on government contracts, they're letting people go now because of everything that Donald Trump and Musk are doing. Now, don't get me wrong, I love what Elon Musk and his team are doing, because it needs to be done, because we got massive corruption. They're wasting our money. We're going into debt like crazy. We can't keep doing this. So I love what they're doing, but it's going to cause a lot of pain. Where it's being reported that Elon Musk and his team have infiltrated, not, that's the wrong word, they visited and gotten and been examining the systems of 14 different government agencies so far. And what they've been revealing is absolutely extraordinary. Our money has been wasted in some of the most ridiculous ways you can imagine, Pastor Butch.
Well, you didn't hear about the over half being spent on something, on programs that no longer exist. You probably knew about that, right?
Oh, yeah. And the really big one is the U.S. Treasury, because Elon Musk and his team went to the U.S. Treasury, and they sat down with them, and they said, and Elon Musk asked them, you know, hey, you know, we've got all these payments going through the Treasury. About how much of them, you know, give me a rough number for what percentage of these payments are just unequivocal and obvious fraud. And then the people at the Treasury told Elon Musk, well, you know, off the top of our head, we would guess that about $50 billion a year is just obvious fraud, where they don't have to investigate it, but it's just completely and totally obvious. But they're always paid, just put it through. So they just kept putting it through. Well, that breaks down to about $1 billion a week of just obvious fraud that is just being sent out to who knows where, because it's not being investigated yet, but it needs to be investigated, you know. And that's just payments like through Social Security and Medicare and different things that are going to people that, first of all, they don't have Social Security numbers. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are getting Social Security payments. They don't even have Social Security numbers.
That's true.
They don't know why the payments are going out. They don't know who they're going to, but they need to look into this. But, and then there's other forms of fraud, like we're talking
and
about.
And by the way, please don't lose your train of thought, but why the people know this? Congress has to know this. Other people, they had to know it. Why do you think this wasn't addressed 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 5 years ago?
Well, I think, you know, for most of the past several decades, we've had just whoever's been in charge in Washington, whoever's been in the White House has had kind of a hands-off attitude toward the ultra-powerful government agencies, who at this point basically have more power even than Congress does. When you look at these ultra-powerful agencies, they run around, they do whatever they want, they make our lives miserable, but Congress just keeps passing funding for them each year, saying, here's your funding, And then the presidents, and presidents are extremely busy, and they're taking trips, and they're doing this. Their schedules are super full. They don't have time to personally go over to these agencies and sit down and say, okay, let's go through your spending line by line. Let's figure it out. And most of them, like Biden, he was part of the corruption. So
well, that's true. You know, Michael, even you're right, the president of time doesn't have time to do that. But even if, let's say we had a straight president that was doing the right thing, that's why he's the boss. He can order it done. He doesn't have to do it himself.
Yeah, and this is why during Trump's first term, they kept him so full of impeachments and scandals and, crisis after crisis. And because Trump was so busy dealing with the impeachments and the investigations from the moment he was in, it was Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember, in the last all the way to up to the end, he was constantly being investigated, kept him so busy that Trump. And during Trump's first term, anyway, Trump was just trying to go, he was trying to play nice, just trying to, he didn't even really understand what was going on. But 8 years later, he's like, okay, we got to do something about this. And now he's got someone, a super genius, basically, in Elon Musk, who's going in with his team of computer geniuses. And they've gone in, they mapped the computer systems, and they're finding out all this massive corruption that's been taking place. And now they're revealing it to the American people. And that is a good thing. And that's desperately needed. And so, and one of the biggest was this USAID. It was run by a woman who named Samantha Powers. Now, this woman, at the beginning of the Biden administration, she had a net worth of $6.7 million at the beginning of the Biden administration, and she was making a salary of just $180,000 a year. But by the end, by the time Biden left, her net worth had gone from $6.7 million to $30 million. So where did that extra $23.3 million of net worth come from when she's just making $180,000 a year? That's super sketchy right there. But, she's in charge of distributing all this money, this agency, USAID, they felt they were independent. No one could touch them. They could do whatever they want. And so they're funding all these globalist causes, these left-wing causes all over the world. For example, they funded the Color Revolution, which overthrew the democratically elected government of Ukraine. They funded color revolutions in countries like Hungary. They tried there, Belarus, the country of Georgia. They helped overthrow Bolsonaro in Brazil. So they've been all over the world. They've been involved in regime change, trying to overthrow governments, that kind of thing. So that's really bad. They're also USAID funded millions of dollars to the research in Wuhan, China. Where COVID came from. So literally, they were involved in the start of the Ukraine war by overthrowing the Ukrainian government. They were involved in the COVID thing by funding the research in Wuhan.
Hang on through the break there. I hate to cut, Michael. Got to run the break. Folks, back at the break. A lot more talk about and your question and comments. 844-769-2944.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Alright, folks, we're still back. We're talking to Michael Snyder. Phone lines are open now at 844-769-2944. And before we go any further, I want to thank everyone out there, everyone that writes. Sometimes I get the sweetest cards and comments, and the children draw me pictures, and I don't know. I don't want to say. I'm so humbled. Folks, I know Butch Paul pretty well. He deserved nothing but maybe your prayers. That I need. Now, all praise goes to our Father in heaven. Thank you for commenting that I'm a blessing. I won't be a blessing. That's what I'm here for. But thank you for being there for us and keeping us on the air. Yeah, things are a little bit tight right now. We're doing our best to pull it out. And if with your help, we'll get it done. But I just wanted to just thank you all again for all that. And some of y'all listening for the first time may think, well, this is a Christian broadcast. Why is he discussing what he's talking about tonight? Why are we talking about these things? I mean, we're not of this world. No, we're not, folks, but we're in this world. Our children and grandchildren are in this world. They're going to reap what we have sown or failed to root out. And nobody in this nation, for many longer than I've been alive, have wanted to root out anything going on because they're getting paid by the government to keep their mouth shut. And you say, what do you mean? Well, you get benefits. You get food stamps, you get Medicaid, Medicare, you get free housing, you get welfare checks. Why would you want to bite the hand that feeds you? That's what I'm saying. We're paid to keep your mouth shut. And now there's somebody, whether you agree with Trump or not, a lot of these things, and I don't trust Trump at all, but whether you agree or not, he's, I think, sincerely maybe trying to root out some of this waste, and people are going nuts because he cut off the sugar tit. That's exactly what happened. Now, for y'all out there, you're going to get upset with me about that word sugar tit. Let me tell you what it is. That's a pacifier. That's the old word I grew up with. It's called a sugar tit. That wasn't anything wrong with that. Wasn't anything bad with it at all. So get over it. But if you need a pacifier, I'll send you one. I got a couple of them. I carry them in my briefcase just in case somebody gets mad at me. But nonetheless, this is what's happened. We don't want to prepare. We don't want to take care of this. We don't want freedom. We don't want liberty. We don't want responsibility. We want kept. Now, we want to be free, but still be kept. We want to make our own choices, do what we want to do, but we want to be kept. It doesn't work that way. You can't be a ward of the state and a free man at the same time. We're all guilty. Don't throw rocks at me. I'm guilty as you are. But anyway, Michael, before I get started, get all wrapped up here. I mean, I sometimes go on a tirade, and I don't mean to. I apologize. You there, Michael?
Oh, I'm here, Pastor Butch. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mean go on a tirade like that, but I had to just get that off my chest. You go ahead.
Oh, I very much agree with you, and you know, and I love to speak to a Christian audience because sometimes I go on secular programs and do interviews. But, you know, people need to understand we really are living in the end times. And Jesus gave us the parable of the wise virgins and the foolish virgins. And what was the difference between the two? The wise virgins were watching. They were awake. They were aware. Jesus commanded us to watch. Now, the foolish virgins, they went to sleep. They weren't watching. They weren't keeping watch. And you know, they got in big trouble for that. And so we want to be like the wise virgins. We want to be watch, be aware of what's coming, because things are going to get a whole lot worse. And we want to be seeking God, getting close to him, and understanding what to do in such troubled times, because we really do live in evil times. And our government really has been involved in incredibly evil things. Before the break, I was talking about USAID and the things their money was going to. They were also, you know, funding abortion in third world countries. Our taxpayer money used to kill children all over the world. Our taxpayer money was also going to fund globalist publications, like millions of dollars to Politico, millions of dollars to Washington Post, millions of dollars to the Associated Press and to Reuters. And then we learned the USAID actually gave $68 million of our tax dollars to the World Economic Forum. You know, what does the World Economic Forum need our money with? And then there's another organization known as Internews Network that worked very closely with the World Economic Forum. In fact, you know, one of the head of Internews Network was one of the featured speakers at World Economic Forum. But the Internews Network, which was very involved in the effort by the Biden administration to censor the internet, censor independent news and independent voices like me, like Pastor Butch. Well, this Internews Network, which got $472 million, nearly half $1 billion, you know, they were extremely involved in that effort. And on my website, I list a whole bunch of, you know, their president and CEO, a woman named Jeanne Borgault. She was bringing home more than $400,000 a year. And then they had all these other people that have the graphic on my website, which were bringing home salaries of more than $200,000 a year. And this organization got more than 95% of their funding from the U.S. government. And they were paid these huge salaries to censor us, to manipulate what the public could hear and what couldn't hear. It was all a giant campaign to censor what they labeled disinformation. And the Biden administration couldn't do it themselves because that would violate the First Amendment. So they were using non-governmental entities such as this Internews Network to push the censorship, to be involved. And so they were using just another entity, a non-governmental entity, to suppress our First Amendment rights. Super illegal. But if you go today, and I posted a picture of this on my article, if you go to the headquarters of Internews Network today, it's in California. Well, their building's been abandoned because once Trump won the election, apparently they figured out, well, the scam is up. We better get out of here. So like rats fleeing a sinking ship, they went away. They just abandoned ship. Their global headquarters in California, it's just an abandoned building now. And you see it on Google Maps. Nobody's there because they're like, man, we better take the money and run because, you know, they're about to shine a flashlight in what we're doing.
Well, you know, that is some, that is really a good commentary. And it makes you feel good to know this happened. That some lead light was sent, a sunshine on the cockroaches and it scattered. Man, that's a good thing. It really is. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch and Michael. Hello. Hello, you can hear me?
Go ahead. We hear you.
I want to ask Michael, what effect are these Chinese tariffs are going to have on our economy? What's your opinion on that?
Good question. Thank you.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. Now, Trump is putting tariffs on China. For one thing, China has been putting tariffs on many of the things we've been sending them, and we've been letting them send stuff to us for free. So that's not exactly fair, okay? And then the other element of it, Trump's putting tariffs on China because he wants to promote manufacturing coming back to our country, where we've been making all this stuff in China. We should be making it here. And so it makes sense that we want to promote manufacturing in our country, but it's going to take some time for that to happen. But in the short term, the impact that's going to happen right away is that we put tariffs on China. Well, China sends stuff that fills up our dollar stores and Target and Walmart. We go in, and so much of that stuff comes from China. And now that stuff is going to come over, and the price of that stuff is going to go up because of the tariffs. So it's going to hit low-income Americans, middle-income Americans, people that shop at Walmart or the dollar store. You know, so it's going to make the cost of living go up even more in the short term. That's going to be painful. There's no denying it. Even Trump has admitted. He said, yeah, we're going to have some pain with these tariffs. So we got tariffs on China. Trump is about to hit, you know, put some tariffs on the EU. And so it's going to have an impact. It's going to raise the cost of living. That's going to cause even more economic pain on top of all the stuff we talked about earlier.
Do you think that he'll succeed in his goal to get businesses back in the country? I'm all for the move we need to get back our independence as a nation. When I grew up, I'm a lot older than you are, Michael, but I grew up in a time when America fed the world. We made our own cars. We made our own clothes. We made everything. We were self-sufficient. We used our own products. We built our American made used to mean something. Made in America was said with pride because they had a quality superior product. Better than any out there at one time. Now, that's kind of switched around, obviously. But we lost the ability to even clothe ourselves and produce enough food to feed ourselves. So with this, do you think that eventually will bring us back to some kind of independence again?
Well, that's the goal. I don't believe that it will ever actually happen for a number of reasons. But that's the goal, and it should be the goal. Because, in past, what you make a great point. You know, the biggest reason we won World War II is because the United States simply could outproduce the rest of the world. We outproduced Nazi Germany. We outproduced Japan. We could produce tanks and planes and ships and everything else just faster than everybody else. But we've completely lost that now. In fact, you know, one of the reasons Russia's been winning in Ukraine is because Russia has been producing three times as much ammunition as the United States and Europe combined. The U.S. and Europe can't even produce as much ammunition as Russia can. So we've got to make stuff here. And it's a national security thing. It's an economic thing. You know, it's a national survival thing. We've got to make things here if we want to be a great economy, if we want to have a great military, if we want to be a great nation. That's the bottom line. We've got to make stuff here. But we've gone so far the other direction. It would literally take a miracle to get back where we were, and I'm skeptical that we will be able to do that.
Well, if it were possible, we lost it in about three generations. It would take that long to build it back, maybe longer. And you're right. I don't think we have the ability to do it, the finance to do anything else. I don't think we can do it any longer. I think it's finished. And I know it's going to make a lot of people mad. Trump is not the savior of America. He's doing a lot of things I do agree with. But believe me, folks, America is too far down the tubes for God to turn around. Unless there's a mass repentance. And one thing I do not see in the churches or anywhere else is repentance. I see more flaunting of God's holiness in everywhere. I don't care about the football. The Super Bowl, I mean, that's great. The Eagles won, I understand. No biggie. But what you see on there even, and the halftime shows in the last decade or more, have been filth and decadence before God. And you think he's going to turn this around just because we put a man in the White House that has some good business sense? Go ahead.
Pastor Butch, you make an excellent point, because the only hope that America has is repentance, and specifically not just saying, oh, I'm sorry, but changing what we're doing. And one of the biggest things is abortion. We've killed more than 60 million American children. Then we overturned Roe versus Wade, which was just a legal barrier. And then after we were overturned Roe versus Wade, the number of abortions actually went up. So now, Pastor Butch, I believe that we have a test, because of course the Democrats weren't going to do anything, but now we got a Republican in the White House. We got Republicans controlling the Senate and the House of Representatives. So now they could pass a law that bans abortion in America. They could do it tomorrow. They could do it tomorrow, end abortion in America. So I believe God is giving America, our leaders, one more chance, saying, okay, I took down Roe versus Wade, the legal barrier, so now you can do something. Now I'm giving you the White House and both houses of Congress. What are you going to do, Republicans? Are you going to end abortion? Of course, they're not even talking about it. It's not even an issue. And in fact, Trump has said, hey, if Congress passes a bill, I'm not going to sign it. I'm going to veto it. And because he's totally against that. The other thing then, of course, is gay marriage. Are we going to bring an end to gay marriage? And then the whole vaccine thing, where we've not only had most of the U.S. population vaccinated, but most of the world population, we pushed our vaccines on them. People have been killed, injured, maimed. They had their lives ruined. Are we even apologizing for it? Are we going and saying, because we've committed a crime against humanity that's on a scale I don't even have words to describe, and our government's not even saying they're sorry for it.
That is, yeah. The reason they aren't, because the people don't demand it. The churches don't even demand it. I mean, Trump wouldn't put it back in the hands of the state, and the seven states of constitutional side in the state then kill babies lawfully and legally from now on until at least the constitutions in the states change again. No, Trump's not going to sign. He won't sign the bill. He isn't what he appears to be. He's pro-life, yeah. But he's not pro-life. You figure it out, folks. He has a chance with a couple of words, just sign his name on a bill if it's passed, and stop murdering babies, at least legally in this country. But that's not going to happen. He's not who he appears to be. Please believe me. He's a Trojan horse. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah. Trump made it his position during the presidential campaign that there will be no federal ban on abortion, while he's in office. And then he's saying, I'm leaving it up to the states. But then Arizona had an old law which came back into effect, which basically banned all abortions. And Trump told the lawmakers in Arizona, you got to fix this. We got to get rid of that law. So that wasn't good for Trump. And then in his home state of Florida, where they have the 6-week ban, Trump said, that's too strict. I don't support that. That's too strict. You know, where people can have all abortion they want for 6 weeks. Trump said, nope, that's too strict. I don't like that. So Trump apparently wants almost all abortions to be legal, maybe banning some of the late term stuff. But, you know, Trump is pro-choice. I mean, that's the reality of the matter.
Well, you know, he said so many years ago when he was a Democrat. And again, this has got a lot of people. This is accomplishing, I think, the goal of the enemy. I'm not saying Trump is the enemy. I'm not saying he's anything to do with it. He's not the Antichrist. I don't believe that for a minute, although some people say he is. And it's a possibility. I give him that. But nonetheless, I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is, whether he knows it or not, he's causing further division in the country. It's already so divided over so many different issues. He'll never come back. He's just causing more factions to break up from other factions. He's divided the Christians because he's trying to help the Christians, and he's on our side. But he says in his own speech, I have that on recording, I'm not a Christian. He said that very clearly. I'm not a Christian, but I'll help you Christians, but I'm not a Christian. He said before the first election in 2016, I'm more pro-gay than Hillary. So don't give me the Christian stuff. And the woman he chose to be his, I guess, pastor is unbelievably corrupt and evil, and they've been caught in it and still getting by with it. But this is, folks, America is going to be deceived even further. Mike, we're running out of time here. I'm so sorry we're running out of time. But America has been deceived by the Trojan horse. A few people, just like in the time of the war in Troy, a couple of the people said, don't trust this, don't take it in. And they did anyway because, hey, it was a gift. They were trying to make him feel better and build up their ego and really make them feel like everything's okay now. We're having peace and safety. And then sudden destruction. Are we seeing the same thing here, or am I just going crazy?
No, Pastor Butch. I think that the majority of the conservatives, the majority of the Christians in this country have been lulled into a false sense of security because Trump won, who most of them supported, and then he's coming in, and it looks like he's winning some victories, and he is doing some things that are good, and we should celebrate when he does the right thing, and I do celebrate the crackdown on corruption and so forth, but they're kind of being lulled into this false sense of security and not realizing that this is all part of the end time scenario, that we're going to see tremendous civil unrest. You know, now that they're rounding up all the illegals, well, we got tens of millions of illegals in this country. They're going to go completely nuts.
They're already in the streets. I'm going to interrupt you, but they're already in Los Angeles gathering in bands and beating the people in the streets because of it.
Yeah, and blocking highways in Los Angeles, and
that's going to
intensify. Meanwhile, you got all the LGBTQ, they're starting to lose their minds, all the radical left, they're getting very, very upset, and now the money flow, people's going to be starting to cut off their corruption, their government contracts. You know, what's building is massive temper tantrum on the left, massive civil unrest. We're going to see protests, we're going to see riots, we're going to... You know, by the end of this thing, as things progress, we are going to see a deeply, deeply divided country come apart at the seams. That's not a golden age for America.
And not peaceably either. Not peaceably either, Michael. Not peaceably.
I agree. Not peaceably. I believe we're going to see.
Let's take another phone call from Iowa. Let's talk to her sister, Jan. Jan, go on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. You're feeling better today?
I'm feeling some better. Still got a little bit of congestion. The congestion is breaking up. That's why I'm having a hard time not to cough. But it is getting better, I think.
That's good. But Trump is actually ruling by decree. He's not going to Congress asking them to pass the laws that would change all of this. He is writing executive order after executive order after executive order. But executive orders are not rule, is not the way our system is supposed to work.
No, it's not. It is not. Incoming, Michael.
He's doing good, but he's ruling as a king and not president.
I agree. I agree in all the points you made. He's doing a lot of good, but he's going the wrong way.
The lockdown.
Yes. I agree. Michael, any comments?
Well, yeah, I agree. He's really stretching the boundaries of executive power to a very alarming degree. And, of course, this is causing panic among the left and the Democrats, and they're taking him to court, and they're all kinds of court battles, and they're calling him a dictator, calling him all a fascist, calling him all kinds of things, you know. But this is going to stir up the population. They're saying Trump's taking over. Trump's not following the Constitution. And it's going to, you know, all this rhetoric and all this, is going to stir people up to ultimately, as you said, Pastor Butch, act out in unpredictable and violent ways.
I agree. Anything else, Jan?
Is that what they want? Then they can call in martial law.
I think you're right.
And lock us all down. Is that the goal?
Well, Jan, you remember the New World Order motto, don't you? Motto,
yeah.
out of chaos, yeah. Order. There you go.
Yeah. Yep.
There you go.
And that's what they're headed for. But nothing stopped, and it isn't going to stop. It's not just the abortion. What about the acts that get women in the condition that where they go and get the abortions? All these unmarried women.
Mm-hmm. Of course. And that's all part of the plan, too. And one of the 10 Steps Communist Manifesto is destroy the morality of the young people. And that's what they've done.
That started a long time ago with each consecutive
back in the 50s.
War.
Back in
it's
the 50s.
It's gotten worse.
Yes, it had much worse.
You know, after World War II, things really went down.
Oh, yes, they did. Well, a lot of reasons for that. Me with Jana, got to jump out of time. Yeah. Thanks, call, sweetheart. Thank you. Mike, we're down about the last 2 minutes or so, or thereabouts. About four. So I'm going to let you go ahead and wrap up some thoughts you have. What do you want to tell people they need to do? And tell them again how they can contact you and get on your mailing list.
Yeah, I would encourage people to prepare for very, very hard times. We really are living in the end times, and people need to prepare accordingly. Now, in terms of getting in touch with me, best way, go to michaeltsnyder.substack.com. You can sign up for the emails right there and get my articles right in your email inbox. And then I also wanted to mention, I've written a brand new book that sets out the evidence for the Christian faith, that shows why the Christian faith is true. It's entitled Why, and it's available on Amazon.com in paperback, Kindle format, and in audiobook.
Tell you what, Michael, I want an autographed copy of that.
Well, send me your address, Pastor Butch, and we'll make it happen.
I want an autographed copy of that. That sounds like a very interesting book. And again, contact him, folks. At least check his articles out. Listen to his wisdom. And Michael, financially, we're watching. I know inflation is 2%, or 3%, whatever. What nonsense! I mean, eggs alone has knocked it up further than that. But you know, do you remember back when COVID first started, you ran out of toilet paper? Remember that?
Oh yeah. And we're seeing the price of coffee go nuts. The price.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Panic, everybody panic, and they are. When you can't buy a dozen of eggs, you can't afford to buy them, that is concerning, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and as this bird flu thing intensifies, you know, all of a sudden chicken and turkey are becoming more expensive, and then the nation's beef herd has fallen to the lowest level since 1961, and in 1961, yes, we had about half as many people living in this country, so now we got twice as many people, the same amount of beef as we did in 1961, so we've got an emerging beef shortage, a lot of stuff going on with our food supply, Pastor Butch.
And this was not by chance, Michael. It started back right after COVID, burning down chicken coops and turkey farms and accidental fires in different places, destroying other people's livestock. This isn't coincidence. We see global weather engineering. All this is happening on purpose. They're bringing America down to her knees, and that's going to hurt everybody, is it not?
Oh, it absolutely is. You know, and it's not just – not just a global food supply getting much tighter. We've got people dropping dead from starvation in Africa right now as we're doing this program. You know, we got famine, war, pestilence, governmental, economic things, political things. It's a perfect storm. It's here. We really are in the end times, Pastor Butch.
Yes.
And people need to wake up because Jesus, you know, we're looking forward to when we're with Jesus. But right now we got some birth pains and they're going to be really, really bad.
They really are. They truly are. And folks, you think it can't happen here? It's already happening here. It's already happening. Michael, thank you so much. You're a hard man to get a hold of, but you're worth the effort to get you on here. Thank you for joining us tonight. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, Pastor Butch. It was a pleasure to be with you.
And let's keep in touch, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. God bless, my friend. Thank you. And folks, I mean, Michael's a hard guest to pin down. He's really, really busy. He stays on top of things all the time, but he's worth the interview. Tomorrow night, we're going to have another discussion with a guy named Robert McGreevy. We'll tell you about who he is tomorrow night, so don't y'all go away. We do care, people. We really do. I love you, and thanks for praying for all of us. May the grace of God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.